Hello and welcome to GradNext Audio, brought to you by StudyTrust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called GradNext, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. GradNext was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. This time, we start on section four, being a working adult. First of all, let me say, all beginnings are hard. Entering the working world for the very first time is one of the hardest transitions you will ever make. As a student, your time is your own. You decide what to wear and where to go and when to do so. Now you become part of a much bigger machine with its own rules and culture. These are some of the practical realities, as recent graduates expressed it in a survey we did in 2019. It was a huge adjustment from varsity because you now don't have an option of skipping classes and working from home, in bed. Your time isn't yours anymore, like in varsity. But the thought of getting paid sort of makes it better. Then there's, of course, the challenge of the job itself. My first weeks at my new job were terrifying. I had to play catch-up very quickly. Getting myself familiarized with the terminology, then the work, and understanding what I had to do, it was very tough. You may be lucky with supportive colleagues, or not. Someone said, "I thought I was going to get nice people who care about developing other people. I learned to swim on my own. Google was my help. I wasn't expecting the frustration you get from dealing with people's behavior, but I didn't let it change me." Those first weeks do pass, however. It is worth hanging in there. The first few weeks are always the most difficult ones because at that moment you find yourself out of place. Remember, this is a different environment that you just entered. You are away from your friends from varsity. Now you have to adjust to your new surroundings and make new friends. But above all, you need to enjoy these moments because they are the ones that build your character. One of your own peers who are preaching at you in this case. Sometimes you need to adjust your views and your expectations. Here's another comment from a recent graduate. "I concluded that much of what I had learnt over the course of my degree would be utterly useless to me in my new role, and that a lot of what I was responsible for were tasks no one else wanted to own. I soon realized that reality fell well short of my expectations. It took me a while to calibrate my expectations, gain some perspective, and realize there was a lot to learn, room to grow, and ample opportunity to apply myself and build a fulfilling career." And finally, "In the end, you will find your way, even if the beginning was not promising at all." Here's one description of that process. "By the end of my first week, I firmly believed that I was not meant for the working world. On my first day, I showed up at the wrong building, ended up being late for a team meeting, asked to leave at a decent hour. My team had been working overtime because I had concert tickets that I had purchased a year in advance. And then I got sick the next day and had to ask to leave work early. I am also a colored female who doesn't really speak Afrikaans, and the client that I had been placed on for auditing was an Afrikaans client. In addition, my team consisted of only white Afrikaans males, so I felt very much out of place and did not think that it was the right fit for me. I gave it some thought with the hopes that this wouldn't be my whole articles experience, but I must admit that after spending a month with my team, we bonded so much and ended up being a really close, tight group of colleagues who looked out for each other and who always helped each other where we could. They mentored me through my articles and even assisted me in my search for jobs post-articles. To this day, we remain close, despite the fact that we're all currently working at different firms. It was definitely one of the biggest lessons that I've had in my career and possibly in my life, because I had an expectation that I'd work with people who came from a similar background as me. But instead, we ended up collaborating, learning about each other and our traditions. and we have such a great respect for one another. So I think the lesson there is hang in there. Things may turn out better than it looks at the beginning. So now let's talk about professionalism and what that means. At a recent Study Trust seminar on mentoring, someone asked the panel members about the one thing that young people entering the workplace need to know. The answer came from Setlhogane Manshidi, a man who grew up in a mud hut in Limpopo, was awarded a Study Trust bursary to go to UCT, and now heads up the Corporate Social Investment Division of Investec. "Yes, your degree is an achievement," he said. "The ululation at the graduation ceremony was appropriate. But now you need to know that you are only one of many. Your qualification will remain merely a piece of paper if you do not give it meaning by the way you conduct yourself in your job. You can fake it in the interview, but once employed, you have to prove yourself every day. You do not have to know everything. You can and will learn new skills. Your university education is only the beginning. The one thing that cannot be taught is a can-do attitude. That will make you stand out." That answer encapsulates the essence of professionalism, the key to building a successful career, no matter what your field or your expertise. Let's think about it in more detail. What does professionalism mean in practice? How should you, quote unquote, conduct yourself in your job? One framework is to think of it in concentric circles with you in the middle. You as a person is the first circle, then the second one is you doing your work, and the third one, you as part of a team. So first, you as a person. Never be late, especially in the beginning, however difficult it is, just show up on time for work in the morning, for every meeting, for a scheduled phone call. It is the first and the most obvious characteristic that people will notice. Be well-groomed and appropriately dressed. Not too sexy, not too sloppy. This may change over time as you get to know the unspoken codes of your workplace, but in the beginning, rather be boring and even a bit too formal. And thirdly, eat correctly, get some exercise, and sleep enough so that you are at your best at work. So that's you as a person, the central circle. Now the second one, you doing your work. Take pride in your work. If you're not sure what is expected, ask, and then do it to the very best of your ability. Be humble. Resist the urge to try and prove how smart you are. Accept supervision and take your time as you master routine tasks. Be focused. Distractions like social phone calls, internet surfing, and posts on social media do not belong in work hours unless social media is part of your job description. Go beyond the obvious. If you're putting together a presentation, spend half an hour finding a particularly apt image. If you're teaching grade 10s, dream up a way to engage even the most wayward minds. Be willing to go the extra mile. If the job needs to be done today, stay at your desk even if 5 o'clock has come and gone. If, on the other hand, after 3 months you realize that the boss is taking advantage and making you work unpaid overtime constantly, you have to draw a line. But that's after 3 months, not the first time it happens. Complete the task within the deadline. A deadline is a promise. Honor it. Be absolutely reliable. If you say you will call someone back, do it. If you promise to find information, bring back more than was expected. Make a note of every promise or undertaking so that you do not forget. Keep a book, a notebook. Always check your work for spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Even do it twice. As far as possible, we are human. Keep personal issues out of the workplace. If you are going through a personal crisis, which you know will spill over into work time, take your boss into your confidence and negotiate time off to deal with it. And lastly, be open to feedback. We are not the best judges of our own behavior. Listen with an open mind if someone points out behavior that may not be professional. So that was the second circle, you doing your work. Now we look at the third and biggest circle, you as part of a team. And here the first idea is step up. Do not drift along passively. Give whatever you have to give. Respect everyone around you, your colleagues, your clients, your organization. Once again, do not be late. Your time is no more important than anyone else's. It is disrespectful to make people wait for you. Listen to others. Listen in order to understand, not only to find a gap so that you can start talking. Prepare for meetings so that you are ready to make a contribution. Meetings are not an end in themselves. They should be a way to find the best solutions to whatever needs to be done, and those solutions should be implemented as soon as possible. Take the initiative if it is appropriate. If your idea is shot down, that's fine. It's better for the team to have half a dozen ideas to choose from than just the one the boss came up with. Be positive and supportive. The team should work better and more smoothly because of you. As time goes by, you will build closer ties with some colleagues than with others. Choose your confidants with care. They can support your development or undermine it. Steer clear of people who are cynical and witty at the expense of others, however smart they may seem. Befriending them may lead to loss of motivation and a downward spiral of negativity. Instead, associate with and learn from people who are positive and motivated. When it comes to professionalism, you will reap what you sow. Here's a final comment from our graduate survey. I'm someone who always went the extra mile, but I also took away a lot more than my colleagues and peers. I was offered 2 international secondments and got to work alongside partners on unique projects. I definitely worked a lot harder than I would like to admit, and I do think that other aspects of my life may have suffered due to how much of myself I gave at work. However, I believed that what I put in was what I'd take away, and I do think that's the reality of my experience. So there you have it. That was episode 14 of GradNext Audio, starting off our discussion of being a working adult. Thank you for listening. Next time, we talk about clear and professional communication. I promise it won't be boring and very useful. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye. Until next time.